Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Center on calbanyan.com. Now, let me tell you something right now. I'm so excited about this whole thing. I mean, we're like over 440 episodes. I don't know, this is like 444 or something like that. And it's just such an honor to be a part of the kind of the world's ongoing development in this profession. We got some great emails, great comments, like Susan in Australia, or it might be someone up north in the United States. It's just really fulfilling. Hey, today's topic is going to be centering on this constant, I mean, ever since you were a child, information about happiness equals food. And this can be such a great challenge to our weight loss clients. So we're going to be talking about how to counter that brainwashing, that programming that's been going on almost like through your entire life. Now, let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda Titus. She's done a gazillion podcasts with me. I'm so lucky to have her at our center. She's been here like around 3 years. One of my favorite things about her, besides doing the podcast and her positive outlook and her caring about the students, caring about her clients, is that she helps us with our training. She helps us in the practice times. She also does a little bit of talking in the training. And it just, to give that one-on-one experience while you're trying to learn the techniques from somebody who's mastered them is just priceless. She comes from the background of a bachelor's degree in sociology, master's degree in criminology. She worked at a rape crisis center before we got our hypno hooks into her and brought her over to the wonderful world of hypnosis. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me. And I realized as you were saying that the day that this episode airs will be about as close as you get to my third anniversary of the first day I ever walked in this center. And it's just amazing how time really flies when you're having an amazing time growing and learning. And I'm just thrilled to be here, having come to the hypnosis world and to be a five-pather and really helping people change their lives for the better. And I've been so fascinated by this topic that we're going to talk about, and it's the things that I've learned from hypnosis have just helped me in so many ways when it comes to dealing with food. And so we wanted to talk about that today. But first, we're going to talk about who I learned it all from, which is Cal Banyan. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity, the authority on hypnosis that works. He brings us the books Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, The Secret Language of Feelings, which is really in the end what we're talking about today, is that secret language of feelings, especially as it relates to food today. Cal developed the five path system of hypnotherapy and seventh path self-hypnosis. He's the trainer of some of the best of the best of the profession, one of those people that people go to in the profession for education, training, guidance. And obviously, he's the man behind these almost 450 videos that we have out there, and they're out there forever. Actually, Cal mentioned Susan. Susan's been going back and watching some old podcasts even, and that's the thing. They're out there for everybody. You realize you need help with the topic, you go and you find what you need, and it's there for you. And you guys just have no idea how much effort goes into that, but how much reward. You know, it's that ripple in the pond that Erica and Celeste and Meredith and Elron and Cal and I get to provide to all of you. So I'm pleased to be here today to talk about some secret language of feelings issues when it comes to food. But before we get started, do you have anything to add, Cal?
I'm just excited about, we just wrapped up a certification course here at our center, and it was I'm sorry if you were unable to get in. It was a full, really full class. We keep the size of our classes down to, you know, around 18 people. We want to ensure quality of our classes, and so when they're full, they're full. And the next class coming up is October 5th through the 16th with the weekend off. This is the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course. It has 5-path and 7-path certification included with the core curriculum required by the National Guild of Hypnotists. And we just have a really good time. But it's going to be work. You're going to eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis for 10 days. Were you kind of surprised when you took the class how busy it was?
Yes, and I really do try to warn people, you know what, it is going to take, it, there's a lot of energy that goes into a lot of time and effort, but in the end, you're walking away learning how to do this amazing technique to be able to help people. So of course it's intense. Of course there's a lot of time and effort that goes into it. So rewarding. I just can't even begin to tell you.
Awesome. Hey, and for you folks that can't make it out to the center, I want to recommend you go to calbanyan.com, click on the training materials, and we have a certification distance course for you. And we've also got, for you folks who are already certified, the 5-Path 2.0 certification course. So if you just can't make one of our courses. Oh, by the way, our live courses are offered online. You can sit on a computer, in the privacy of your own home, comfort of your own office, and take our training. All right. Well, remind everybody what the topic is and let's rip into it.
Oh, so I wrote my little headline was, "We are serving happiness. Food is love. Food is happiness." Wait, what? No. So Cal, this kind of started, I'm always very aware of the messages that people are receiving about food because I'm receiving those messages all of the time and I'm trying to keep, my weight at a healthy level myself and obviously seeing clients all the time that are dealing with this issue as well. And so recently I was driving down the road and I saw this billboard and it said, it's a fast food and it says, "We are serving happiness." And I looked at it and I said, oh geez, did they really just say that? And then I started noticing, I was driving around and I noticed like happy faces that were getting added to different restaurant logos or hearts, love imagery added to fast food, especially logos. And so I'm trained in the secret language of feelings. So I know better about what food is. Food is fuel. Food is fuel for our bodies. So why are they telling us it's about love? Why are they telling us about happiness? Except for so that clients come here and they learn the real message. So what do you think about that, Cal?
I think a lot about that. I want to say food equals happiness absolutely if you're physically hungry. If you're physically hungry, it's time for dinner or it's time for lunch or, whatever, and you reach down there and your stomach goes, by golly, I'm hungry. Then guess what? If you eat, that is going to make you happy because happiness comes from fulfilling your needs, wants, and desires. So if you're hungry and you want something to eat and then you get some wonderful something to eat, then of course you're happy. You're happy you ate. But if you eat something and you're not happy you ate, then guess what? Food did not make you happy. If you eat and then you feel guilty or you eat and you feel frustrated, then guess what? You probably fell for that programming they're putting out there. Because if you are sad, or you are lonely, or you are frustrated, or you are fearful, anxious, or you're whatever it is, those feelings, emotional feelings, food cannot do anything about them. If you eat when you are sad, lonely, angry, frustrated, depressed, or whatever, as soon as you get done eating, you're still going to be sad, lonely, frustrated, depressed, or whatever, except we're going to add one more feeling, and that is frustrated because what you did didn't work to fulfill those emotions, which are being generated by not fulfilling your needs, wants, and desires. So, you know what? It's this level of understanding does not exist in our families. And we will associate happy times with eating. So maybe we get together with someone we love and we eat. And, it might be a birthday or a date or an anniversary or, something like that. And we think, oh, I'm eating and I'm happy, so eating must make me happy. Well, if you're hungry and you eat, eating makes you happy. But if you just happen to be eating while you're fulfilling other needs, wants, and desires, like having a date and eating, it's not so much the food that makes you happy as fulfilling your social need of being out with someone you care about or like or have something in common with or you might be in love with and that kind of thing. We have a need to have fun, to do fun and interesting things. So that might be involved in sports or other kinds of challenging events. And we may have a hot dog or some peanuts or a beer or something like that at the same time. But it is not the food that is fulfilling our fun and enjoyment and growth needs. They just happen to coincide. But this is that they correlate, but they are not causal. Does that make sense, Brenda?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Am I taking this in the direction you want?
Yep, you sure are.
What do you want to add?
I wanted to add, you know, I think it is so important for, you know, we've talked a lot about age regression in the last few episodes that we've been talking about. And so it is really important when you're doing your work to be ready to catch that. If you're doing your age regression and, you know, it's almost easy to miss because you're not, you know, sometimes people, when they're doing age regression, they're expecting some big misunderstanding, misperception about food or a feeling that's driving it, and they're missing that sometimes a client goes to this happy time and there's the food and there's the love. And if you're not careful, you might miss that is a big part of what's ultimately driving their current issues in terms of food and love. And I really appreciate the fact, Cal, that you mentioned, you know, what we get to is, you know, food, like I said, food is fuel. It's there to fill up our bodies so that we can do the things that we need to do. So if we're hungry and we eat, then we are going to actually feel happier, feel healthier, feel good. When we're eating to fulfill, you know, a sadness and emptiness, you know, no food is going to bring, you know, mom back or make dad love us or, you know, whatever. So it's so important for people to untangle food from our emotions. Now, it does get tricky because, of course, you know, food is a very social thing. And I think that, you know, when we're talking to our weight loss clients, it is so important to really set up, once they understand the purpose of food, then they can make really good choices for themselves so that they can say, you know what, I have a family birthday, and dang it, on family birthdays, we eat dessert, and I'm going to enjoy it. For them to enjoy it for the healthy reasons, you know, so that they're making that choice. And then what they might realize is that only a few bites is going to perfectly satisfy them, that they're going to be proud of themselves. And so rather than getting sucked into, again, the guilt and you know, stepping on that scale and feeling bad and blaming, you know, dad's birthday dinner, they'll say, you know what, I'm so proud of myself that I made a really good choice for themselves. So how about that, Cal?
Perfect. You know, when we're working with weight loss clients, and I mean, since I came into this profession, you know, I lost 50 or 60 pounds and I've kept it off for, you know, almost 2 decades. And because I was like 300 pounds and I realized that I needed to start implementing things that were available in the profession of hypnosis, but I found out they weren't enough. And so that's why I started developing. Why am I walking to the refrigerator again when I want to lose weight? And through a process of introspection and also working with my clients, I realized that there are a number of things that are going on. One is maybe you're bored, maybe you're frustrated or whatever. Those things have to be dealt with before you can really get control over this urge to distract. Another thing that goes on that I work with, here's an insider tip, that I work with my weight loss clients is Dr. Ivan Pavlov. He's the guy who used to ring the bell and cause the dogs to salivate. You know, look him up on Wikipedia if you don't know what I'm talking about. And what he proved was the existence of the unconscious mind. And he showed that you have normal biological responses. In other words, you see food and your body will start to prepare by salivating, okay? And of course, mentally, we'll start thinking, boy, that might be nice to eat, right? So you have an unconditioned response of salivating. And what he's shown is that he could show the person or dog food and that they would salivate. This is an unconditioned, just a natural response. But then pair it with another stimuli, like ring a bell, then show them the food, and then salivation would happen. You do it enough times, then you no longer have to show them the food, you just have to ring the bell. Okay, ring the bell, salivate. So the body goes into this preparatory, automatic response, preparing for food, like salivation. If you do that, if you keep ringing that doggone bell, you know, the dog's going to salivate, his stomach's going to start rumbling because of this pairing. What if, instead of ringing the bell, you showed the dog a TV program, and then you ate, then the dog ate, you know, and you kept pairing them? Well, our nervous systems are the same. If you sit down and you watch TV and eat, what's going to happen is that association starts. And then what happens is when you watch TV, your body will begin to prepare for food. You'll even sometimes begin to actually feel hungry. And so you've got to watch these kinds of pairings. If you sit in front of the computer and eat, then what happens is every time you sit in front of the computer, you will want to eat. So you got to be careful of those pairings. One of the things I work with my weight loss clients is, well, the main two things I work, three things. One, with age regression and forgiveness work, we get rid of the underlying emotions that drive them to distraction. Number two, we have them begin to understand the secret language of feelings, how that feel bad distract cycle works. And third, through simple direct suggestion and age progression work, we have them begin to really, that when they want to eat, they check to see if they're physically hungry. If they are physically hungry, then they go to a place that is only for eating. Okay? You don't watch TV. You don't work on the computer. You just be there with the food. Just be there with the food, and what you're going to do is enjoy the food. Enjoy the taste, the smell, the texture. And what you're going to find out is less food causes you to feel satisfied. And over time, those associations with watching TV or working on the computer or whatever it is, reading a book and eating, begin to fade. Scientifically proven through the work of, through the history of psychology, B.F. Skinner and also Dr. Ivan Pavlov. What do you think about that, Brenda?
You're right. You are right on. I definitely have seen that in my practice with giving clients those particular tips. And it's that I usually kind of think of it as we're breaking those chains that tied food to TV, tied food to feelings and emotions. So great point. Thank you.
Beautiful. Is there anything else we need to cover?
Well, I wanted to add, you know, I really want to assert with everybody, you know, the secret language of feelings, understanding this will help your hypnosis practice in so many ways. Obviously, especially when we're talking about weight loss, smoking, too much behaviors, but really I think in so many elements of our practice. And, you know, I've had clients who have come to me who have had, you know, gastric bypass, either the actual surgery or they've had hypnosis, gastric bypass as well, and they would lose the weight. But in the end, you know, they got to get down to those feelings that are driving the behavior. And, you know, every time I've seen it, they've realized, you know what, the combination of really addressing those feelings and doing some age progression, understanding themselves and why they're making these choices, why they're making, you know, doing something different and new, helps create the psychological shift so that they can be that new slim person. So that when they reach their weight loss goals, then they've overcome the feelings that drove the behavior. They've overcome, you know, any sense of inadequacy, you know, anger, guilt, all of that. So that then when they reach that weight loss goal, they can feel really triumphant, get off of the ongoing cycle of lose weight, you know, lose weight, gain weight, rebound, and all of that. So, you know, if you guys aren't aware of the secret language of feelings, I definitely encourage you to follow some of those links that Cal has shared, really learn about them, read the book, and really work with them with your clients, because it will really help both with weight loss, but also with, you know, like I said, smoking or any too much behavior. that's what I have to share.
Awesome. I can tell you really have experience of transformation in your own life because of these ideas. Isn't that right?
I absolutely have. And I, like I said, I'm just thrilled to be here and be able to share all of that with all of you. So as we wrap it up, like I said, you can reach me at Brenda@OC Hypnotherapy. My website is OC Hypnotherapy. I can also be found on our Hypnospace as Brenda Titus. And obviously you can leave us comments down below. I always keep track and respond, or if you have questions for future episodes, we'd love to hear from you. So have a great week, everybody.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. I want to see you guys in class October. It's going to be a Hypno Oktoberfest, 5th through the 16th. I want to see you at the convention. And you five pathers out there, what I want you to do is remember to come a day early. Thursday, we have the class reunion and an awards dinner there at the restaurant at the hotel, because we are the only special interest group of the National League of Hypnotists for a specific form of hypnosis. And it's such a great time. And the rest of you, be there August 5th through 9th. And attend my AR certification course the 2 days afterward. That's the 10th and 11th. I want to see you. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.